it in the well.
In the well.
Ooh, threw the whiskey in the well.
In the well.
Keep your dippers out of that well, or we all wind up in. Together, drink water, get tall. Come on, children, let's have a ball.
Lucky Melinda and his orchestra with Wynonie Harris on vocals here on Radio 9 at 2:56. Much more music time winding down this installment of the Radio 9 program. And let's just close out the show today with Bishop Briggs here on Radio 9. And I have a story, but I'll tell it next week, about Wynonie Harris and how... he inadvertently, through no fault of his own, let's be honest, led to my exit from a different radio station in this region. If I remember, I'll tell it next week. It involves someone who is currently in federal prison. That'll be my teaser for you. Rotten DJ, not a crime. If it was, I would have been locked up years ago. Pitt Panthers defeated the Syracuse Orange today in men's basketball by a score of 77-73. Women's team is off this weekend. They are back on Thursday to play Stanford. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans lost to NYU yesterday. The women's team lost 91-62. Men's team lost 96-90. Both teams back in action when they take on Brandeis tomorrow. Penguins traveling to Seattle to take on the Kraken. That game gets underway at 4:00 today. And what else to tell you about? Jets over Utah 5-2 last night. Islanders beat the Flyers 3-1, and the Capitals blank the Kraken 3-0. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Mostly cloudy for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 34. Chance of snow overnight. Mostly cloudy with a low of 27. Less than a half inch possible. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 32. Monday, sunny, high near 34. And then on Tuesday, scattered snow showers, partly sunny, and a high of 37. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it is 33 outside our weather window in McKeesport. 33 at WRCT.
Known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Remember, until next time on these same stations, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it makes worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me at Jay Thurber Show on social media. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien is coming up next, so stay tuned for that here on the Giggle Puss Broadcasting System.
Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun.
This This is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.
that is a teenager of some many years ago, but by the name of Lori London, backed by the Jeff Love Orchestra here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. He's got the whole world in his hands. And Chuck Mangione before that with Feels So Good. It feels so good to be with you here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I'm Eric O'Brien. Good. It's good to be with you. I was running out of things to say, quite frankly. But anyhow, let's see. It's time to talk about the holidays that you didn't know existed, but you should, because I've told them to you before, I'm sure. But it's always good to remind you so that you celebrate them, beginning with January 24th and Beer Can Appreciation Day. So appreciate your beer can and all it holds for you. It's also Compliment Day, so say something nice about someone you don't like. Global Belly Laugh Day, and they can laugh at you when you say something that about somebody you don't like, right? January 25th is National Seed Swap Day. That's the last Saturday in January. So swap your seeds and just do that. And it's also Opposite Day, so don't swap your seeds. Yes, January 26th is Australia Day, and it is also Spouses Day, so that means you have to celebrate each other. But Valentine's Day is coming up soon, so January 27th is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Now, I appreciate that every day. A good pop of bubble wrap is always fun. It's the last Monday in January every year. It's also Chocolate Cake Day, but it's also Punch the Clock Day. So this could go one of two ways, either clockwise or counterclockwise. If your place of employment still has a punch clock where you insert the ticket and it punches a hole in it and so on and so forth, go in and punch your clock. Or you could punch the clock on the table or something, or your watch on your wrist. I wouldn't recommend that, though. That gets pretty expensive. So what else? January 28th is Data Privacy Day. That should be every day. It is also Fun at Work Day and National Kazoo Day. Yes, there is a day to celebrate National Kazoos, and that's January 28th. Alabama Vest of Macon, Georgia, which made the first kazoo in the 1840s, but the commercial production didn't occur until 1912. And it's been driving parents bonkers ever since. January 29th is Chinese New Year this year. Some people call it Lunar New Year, depending on how old you are, I guess. National Puzzle Day, National Corn Chip Day, Red Carnation Day, and then January 30th is National Inane Answering Message Day. So leave an inane message on your answering device. Can't even call it a machine anymore. Good Lord. And those are the holidays you need to celebrate. That was a rather odd listing of holidays, wasn't it? Here's Lex De Azevedo and California Girls on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Think spring and bask in the beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy. That's Skitch Henderson there with The Eyes of Love, or Carol's theme, not the other Eyes of Love song that there is. Stan Freeman before that, The Night is Young and You're So Beautiful. Sven Lebeck, If Ever You're in My Arms Again, Can't Get It Out of My Head, was done by John Fox. And Lex de Azevedo had California Girls to start off that set. I'm okay with it. Dateline Taipei. Now, this is a story that is all unto itself because it's so bizarre. A Taiwanese plastic surgeon has garnered international attention now after performing a vasectomy on himself and sharing the procedure online with the video amassing over 2.3 million views and igniting discussions about male contraception. This is bizarre. Dr. Chen Wing-Yong, a licensed plastic surgeon in Taipei, conducted the unusual self-procedure back on January 8th, documenting the entire process live online. What typically takes 15 minutes extended to an hour as Dr. Chen navigated the challenges of operating on himself. He said, "I believe in myself more than anyone else. Describing the procedure as a gift to his wife." The surgeon detailed how performing a self-vasectomy required significant flexibility and coordination, as the positioning differed substantially from regular operating procedures. He had the proper medical supervision, three medical professionals present, including his wife, who is also a licensed surgeon, alongside a urology student and a male nurse. So he was well covered there. He emphasized that the surgery was performed at his own expense and had no connection to health insurance claims. My question is, why would he have done it at all? I'm at a loss for this one. Maybe he could do it again. Here's Ronnie Aldridge on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
Jay Thomas on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. That was the second version of that tune, I believe, or was the Uka Chaka version. I forget which one begat the other, but that was a good song in the 1970s. And Pat Valentino before that with Wedding Bell Blues, done by the Fifth Dimension originally, and Ronnie Aldridge with Do It Again. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I'm having trouble talking today, but that's pretty typical for me. And we'll continue with the music here with Lex De Acevedo and Physical. Olivia Newton-John from the 1970s on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. If I talk carefully, I can get it out.
hears friendly talk and music that's comfortable to listen to. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, the Botticelli Orchestra, and Yesterday Once More. Before that, Neil Richardson and his orchestra and singers. Here You Come Again. Do You Want to Know a Secret was done by Frank Chaxfield. Percy Faith had MacArthur Park, Manuel and the Music of the Mountains, who is also Jeff Love, by the way. Never on Sunday, and Lex de Acevedo and Physical. Now I Can Talk. Near the end of the first hour, I can talk. You know, there's something to this. I just don't get this, so you know what I need to do when I have that problem. I need to do this.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Oh yeah.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, it's a great idea.
I feel better already. Here's the Buckingham Strings with Listen to the Falling Rain on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Roger Whitaker takes us up to the top of the hour with Whistle Stop. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? It's going to be great.
Production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Tommy's selling used cars. Nancy's fixing hair. Harvey runs a grocery store and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears and Charlotte's on the make. And Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess. Frank works at the mill. Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research. And Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams. We all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds. Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 had its dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park. Jan sells Tupperware. Randy's on an insane ward. Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job with Ford. Joe took Freddie's wife. Charlotte took a millionaire. And